Very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe, on Sunday, June 21st, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening, live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, a high-powered 10-member business delegation is expected in Washington next week. The delegation is expected to meet with World Bank and other U.S. government officials. The Zimbabwe Diaspora Network for North America is also expected to host a business forum for the delegation.
The delegation coming from Zimbabwe is composed of some of the top business minds in Zimbabwe, about 10 of them. And they are coming on a visit to the United States to engage institutions such as the World Bank.
The Zimbabwe Farmers Union Executive Director, Paul Zakaria, says the ruling by the Competitions and Tariffs Commission prohibiting unions from negotiating cotton prices on behalf of farmers will disadvantage the farmer.
It has a knock on the confidence of farmers in their unions, because these unions were established to represent their members on such matters as the, you know, pricing of commodities and so on and so forth. So if the unions then are prohibited from doing what they are mandated by their own members to do, then it clearly means that the farmers themselves will be left exposed.
The Zimbabwe tourism chief invites visitors to Zimbabwe, saying it is a peaceful country that offers great tourist destinations.
My name is Mr. Karikoga Kaseke. I'm the chief executive of the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority. The whole world is being invited to come to Zimbabwe because we are an open country, we are a peaceful country. We really want to share what God gave us with the rest of the world.
And as usual, we have the Youth Forum from Tatenda Gumbo. A high-powered 10-member business delegation is expected in Washington Monday. The delegation is expected to meet with World Bank and other U.S. government officials. The Zimbabwe Diaspora Network for North America is also expected to host a business forum for the delegation. Amongst the business leaders that will be on the delegation are Chipo Mutasa, the CEO of NetOne, Charles Msipa, the Managing Director of Schweppes, Kumbirai Katande, the Chief of NESO, George Guvamatanga, Barclays Bank Chief, Shingi Munyeza, AfricaSun Chief, Shingi Mutasa, Musawara and TA Holdings Head, and Winston Chitando of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Mines, and last but not least, Simkosi Malaba, Head of the Zimbabwe Agri-Development Bank. The Zimbabwe Diaspora Network for North America President Isao Mavindize tells us more on the delegation.
The delegation coming from Zimbabwe is composed of some of the top business minds in Zimbabwe. It's about 10 of them. And they are coming on a visit to the United States to engage institutions such as the World Bank and other multilateral and other agencies in Washington, D.C. So we arranged that their visit coincides with what we are planning for our network, ZIDNA. So we want to start a process of engaging the business community within Zimbabwe so that we see if they can tap into this large reservoir of skills and other things that might be of interest and benefit to Zimbabwe. So that's one of the aims for our organizing workshop. This coming Friday on the 26th, it will be in Washington, D.C., and we're inviting professionals, those interested in business, investors, and Zimbabweans with investment clubs, everyone who is interested in sort of understanding what's going on in Zimbabwe and how they can invest. So It's a two-way process. We are seeking information from them. They are on the ground. They know what is going on. And I'm sure they are also expecting to see how they can interact with them. So this is the beginning of a series of such engagements that we intend to pursue.
Where will the workshop be held? And when you say you're opening up the invitation, how does one actually get to register for this workshop?
What we have done so far, and the process is still going on, is we have created a newsletter bulletin with registration information there. Right now, we have circulated the newsletter to people within our database. But in addition, we are going to use Facebook and LinkedIn and any other distribution method we can use for social media or other available databases. And we encourage the individuals who get this to forward to their networks as well, so that we get as much as we can. But we will have some refreshments and some food. So we are charging a modest fee of $25 for those who are interested in attending. The workshop will be in downtown Washington, D.C.
That was the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network for North America, ZDNA President Isao Mavindidze. The Zimbabwe Farmers Union Executive Director Paul Zakaria says the ruling by the Competitions and Tariffs Commission prohibiting unions from negotiating cotton prices on behalf of farmers would disadvantage the farmer. Mr. Zakaria speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
There is no price yet that has been set. In fact, the Competition and Tariffs Commission has prohibited GINAs and farmer unions to meet and discuss the cotton price. So what has happened is that the GINAs have offered to give farmers an advance payment of 30 cents per kg in anticipation that they will collect the cotton, grade the cotton, and at the end of the marketing season, then determine grade price adjustments, which they would then pay to the farmers who would have delivered their cotton to them. So the Competition and Tariffs Commission has a ruling which is pending, which prohibits farmer unions and GINAs to discuss the cotton price.
But is this not bad for farmers, considering that they formed unions to represent them?
It has a knock on the confidence of farmers in their unions, because these unions were established to represent their members on such matters as pricing of commodities and so on and so forth. So if the unions then are prohibited from doing what they are mandated by their own members to do, then it clearly means that the farmers themselves will be left exposed. And to try and think that farmers are going to negotiate with the GINAs out there on their own, it is actually like asking for far too much. So indeed, it has some consequences that are negative on the part of the farmers.
Do you expect this year's cotton price to be higher than the previous years?
I really don't see that going to really happen. The cotton prices worldwide have been dipping, and in Zimbabwe over the last few years, you would have had all these outcries in terms of prices that keep going down, and also the quality is now a bit compromised, and that the yields continue to go down.
That was the Zimbabwe Farmers Union Executive Director Paul Zakaria speaking to Jonga Kanzemiri in Harare. The Zimbabwe tourism chief invites visitors to Zimbabwe, saying it is a peaceful country that offers great tourist destinations.
My name is Mr. Karikoga Kaseke. I'm the chief executive of the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority. The whole world is being invited to come to Zimbabwe because we are an open country. We are a peaceful country. We really want to share what God gave us with the rest of the world. When they sell Victoria Falls, a tourist has to end up in Victoria Falls. They cannot sell Victoria Falls to a tourist who does not end up in Victoria Falls. So when a tourist is paid for Victoria Falls, there's a lot of talk which is quite false that these tourists come on a day trip. No, the average of length of stay from tourists who are coming to Victoria Falls from South Africa is 3 nights. So These nights are paid for. They have our activities. They eat our meals and everything else. And they are doing very well. And we want to encourage them to do even more.
But looking at the figures of tourists coming in Zimbabwe, which countries would you say you've been managing to attract, especially when we look at the traffic?
Yeah, when you look at the traffic, we are referring to traffic for last year, 2014. And in the European markets, yes, UK and Ireland lead the European markets and followed in the Western markets by America. So we are saying that UK is leading the markets in Europe. But when you look at the Western world as a whole, America comes second to UK and other countries like Germany, France, Benelux, they follow behind UK.
Which one would you say would be your biggest seller when you look at just tourism in general and then zeroing in on domestic tourism? Which venue or which area has been your biggest seller?
Yeah, I think it goes without saying. Victoria Falls will remain by far our biggest seller. By virtue of it being a world wonder and by virtue of it being a world brand. And as you know, of all in the whole world, the number one must visit area in terms of the recent research is Victoria Falls. And it has been doing well. And we think Victoria Falls by very far, remains our biggest selling point.
That was the Zimbabwe Tourism Chief Karikoga Kaseke in Harare. Africa Union Goodwill Ambassador to End Early Child Marriages, Mrs. Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, says it's important to police AU member states on their commitment to end the practice. President Robert Mugabe, as the chairman of the Africa Union, announced the commitment at the end of the meeting held in South Africa last week.
We resolved and committed ourselves to abolish all ills based on cultural and religious practices, including early child marriages and gender-based violence.
However, Mrs. Gumbonjanda threw caution to the wind.
I think it's important to continue to have the institutions like the AU, and it's important for us to continue to push for implementation and accountability. We have to keep fire on our government seats so that they are able to know and remember that we are watching, we are asking for implementation, and we have to take measures at every AU summit, for instance, on the issue of child marriage. I would be looking forward to a scorecard that at every AU summit or once every 2 years, I really have the data and the evidence from the various countries in terms of the measures that they are taking. And at the same time, we also need to address some of the real hard issues like domestic violence, violence against women, the issues of conflict and peace. Wherever there is war, we know that it impacts on women, and definitely the issue of women's economic empowerment and economic participation in the economic sector, including in the macro sectors like transport, agriculture, through the whole value chain, as well as in the mining sector, so that we don't continue to think that women's place is only in the micro, because there's nothing micro about women when we are holding the continent. Therefore, we need to look into the macro participation of women in the sector. And therefore, we continue to build a solid foundation for a prosperous Africa that is at peace with itself.
That was the Africa Union Goodwill Ambassador to End Early Child Marriages, Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda. And now we go to Tatenda Gumbo with the Youth Forum.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. This week, I had a chance to speak to the co-founders of Envision Studio, a film production studio based in Harare. That was Blessing Chinanga, Charles Mugawiri Jr., and also Denise Edwards. They spoke to me over Skype discussing some of the films they have and a new premiere coming up in July. Let's take a listen.
Envision Studios is a production company. We're a production house involved in the creating of productions, really, short films, feature films, TV shows.
What has that been, the experience in Zimbabwe?
I think I'll let Chuck take that one.
We didn't want the stereotype. We wanted to break the barrier and the whole stereotyped yoke of typical Zimbabwean productions or typical African productions. Defeat the stereotype of how people usually say Zimbabwean productions should look like, or African productions should look like, compared to the big budget film productions or the Western films that usually do come out.
How has that been? Has it been a bit challenging? Because of course, in focusing on detail, focusing on quality, and I know you're talking about, you know, some of the Zimbabwean movies per se, you know, sometimes you watch movies and you're like, why can I see the mic? Why can I see the boom? Why is the lighting so bad?
See, thing is, it's not as hard as people make it out to be to make a very good quality production. Because the way that we made our first four short films, we did it with $0 budgets. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're like, okay, look, there's simple things that people do not pay attention to that will not even cost you a dollar to get, for example, a good shot of something. When we screened our first four short films in December 11, 2013, they were very well received, and people were like, this is the best we've ever seen coming out of Zimbabwe. And we're like, wow, okay, so that didn't even cost us anything.
I've spoken to some other filmmakers in Zimbabwe, and you know, there are a couple of challenges. There's the challenge of having actors and actresses within the industry.
I'll let Denise answer that one.
Bring her on.
Okay, like Charles just said, we started off by doing short films. And after we had done our first short films, we decided, okay, let's get other people involved, other filmmakers, other writers, and let's also give other people a platform. And I find that us doing that, we had a lot of interaction with first-time actors, first-time writers, first-time directors. And as time went on, people were more willing to act for free. People were more willing to just be involved, to be involved.
Let's talk about the new feature film, which is Far From Yesterday. Tell me more about it.
Far From Yesterday is a combination of different stories, really. But the main focus of Far From Yesterday is the broken relationship between a father and his daughter. And the father is a man who is extremely, you know, rough rider type. He's very hood-like, and he's got that instinct to survive, and he'll do anything that he needs to do to put food on the table. The relationship between father and daughter then has to evolve, and because he's really involved in the crime world, you'll find that he has to make a lot of choices regarding his newfound daughter and his life. So the story has a lot of sub-stories to it, but that's the core. Yes, that's the core of it.
Let me just ask if you can just give me kind of a rundown of you know, who's playing in the movie. Of course, I mentioned Amara Brown earlier.
There's Jonathan Denga. Mm-hmm. There's Stacey Danana. There's Hannah Matikanda. She plays the daughter, and she was absolutely amazing in this film. There is Amara Brown, like you said. There's John Cole, and who else have I left out? There's Denise Edwards.
How can you leave her out? That is terrible. And let me know where it's premiering. Where can people in Zimbabwe catch it? And I hope I can catch it, even though I'm here in Washington, D.C. Where can I see it?
We're going to have a private screening, first of all, in Zimbabwe at Alliance Francaise. And then we're going to have worldwide premieres at festivals. And then after that, we're going to get it in the cinemas and people can actually watch it from there. And then we'll put it up on YouTube and people can see it. And yeah, from there, it's just, you know, DSTV, ZBC, all these channels that people can actually watch it from. I think that's the end goal.
Thanks again to Blessing Chinanga, Charles Mugawiri, and also Denise Edwards for joining me on the Youth Forum. And to see an extended version of this interview and see some of the films that Envision Studio is doing, head over to voazimbabwe.com and search for my Skype interview. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, everyone, make sure you join me next week.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing all the fathers out there Happy Father's Day and wishing everybody a pleasant evening and a very good night and a great week ahead. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.